need some language help?
Ask us a question.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob. Thanks for joining us. Shall we have a butcher's at today's question?
Pardon? A butcher's? You're talking a strange language, Rob.
I'm talking rhyming slang. Have a butcher's means have a look.
That doesn't rhyme, Rob.
Well, I'll explain later. Anyway, hopefully we can help you and Coco, who's asked a question about this subject.
Hi, I'm a big fan of your great programme. Recently, I was confused about the phrase rhyming slang, which I got from a comic in a newspaper. I've looked it up and known its meaning, 同韵俚语, grasshopper, copper, for example. Could you give me some more further explanations and examples? Looking forward to your help. Thanks a lot. Best wishes, Coco from Guangzhou, China.
来自广州的 Coco 想让我们通过大量的例子来帮助他学一些英语押韵俚语 rhyming slang. So come on, my old China, tell us all about rhyming slang.
Nah, Feifei, you've started talking in rhyming slang already. My old China means my old mate. But do you know why?
I don't actually.
Well, it comes from China plate, and that rhymes with mate. But to make things quicker and more informal, we say my old China.You get it?
I think so. My old China 在英语里的意思就是朋友、哥们的意思。因为 China 这个词表示瓷器，而 China plate 在这里的意思则是陶瓷盘子。So you're not actually a China plate.
No, I'm not. Rhyming slang is just about saying the name of an unrelated object that rhymes with the word you're actually trying to say.
押韵俚语就是来找一个和你想表达意思听起来相像的另外一个词。这个词的意思可以与你要表达的这个词完全没有关系。But why?
Well, for fun. It's an informal and colourful way to speak. Rhyming slang is believed to have started in the mid-19th century in the East End of London. Some people think it was spoken to hide the meaning from other people, possibly the police.
据说押韵俚语发源于19世纪中期的东伦敦，那时候人们使用押韵俚语是为了能在他人面前掩饰自己说话的真正意思。And you still hear it used today?
Yes, you do. If you visit a market in London, you probably hear the traders talking in Cockney rhyming slang, a bit like this.
Go on, gents. Give your trouble in strife a treat. Cast your mince pies on these lovely weasels. Take your pick.And spend some bread.
It sounds like another language. 上面的这位可是用了好多押韵俚语，听起来都不像是在说英语了。Can you explain it, please, Rob?
Okay. Trouble and strife means wife.
Trouble and strife 的意思就是夫人、太太。It doesn't rhyme in Chinese.
I thought not. How about mince pies?
英国传统的白果馅儿饼。
Mince pies means eyes.
Mince pies 在这里的意思是眼睛 eyes. What about weasel?
Ah, that comes from the names of the animals weasel and stoat, which rhymes with coat.
Weasel and stoat, 黄鼠狼和白鼬的组合的意思则是大衣外套 coat. And what does bread mean?
Bread and honey, that means money. Strange, isn't it?
Very odd.Bread and honey, 面包和蜂蜜的意思是钱 money.
Let's hear the example again.
Go on, gents. Give your trouble in strife a treat. Cast your mince pies on these lovely weasels. Take your pick and spend some bread.
So some of the phrases originate from the 19th century.
They do, but new ones have evolved. Listen to this one.
Okay, lads.After the game, let's all head down the pub and get a round of Britney's.
他说咱们去趟酒馆，然后买些 Britney's.
Britney's. There's a pop singer called Britney Spears, so that rhymes with beers. Get a round of beers.
Britney Spears. Beers. 啤酒。这是一个相对比较新的押韵俚语。So should Coco be using rhyming slang when she speaks English?
Well, it's not necessary, but might be fun to try. Just make sure you're using the right words. You can have a look on the internet to find some more.
I'll take a butcher's.
You could, but do you know where taking a butcher's comes from?
No, but you were going to tell me, Rob.
It comes from butcher's hook, the hook used for hanging meat on. Hook rhymes with look.
Have a butcher's 的意思就是 have a look, 看看。这个俚语来源于 butcher's hook. I think I'll stick with plain English.
It's your choice, Feifei, but hopefully we've helped explain rhyming slang to Coco.
如果在英语学习中遇到任何问题，欢迎来信给我们。我们的邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk.
Okay, Feifei, it's time for a cup of rosy.
A cup of rosy? Ah, you mean a cup of...
Shh, don't say a dicky bird. Let's get the listeners to work it out.
Good idea. 再见。
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。